My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, saved to this PC. I don't know what in the world that is about. But okay, very interesting. All right, welcome back, folks. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number two. Boy, I have to just let you know, I'm carrying a heavy, 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 heavy burden this morning. I will be speaking at, what is it, 11 o'clock Eastern. As soon as I get off air, I will be speaking to, an international religious forum and, talking with them and sharing with them what's happening, to our ministry in India. And I'm just very heavy-hearted, about that situation, obviously, feeling the heaviness that is associated with what's happening here as well. Here we go. This is Pastor Greg. You're on Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, Pastor Greg. This is Brian. I'm Paul Newalls. I'm Jeff Correa's producer. We're getting ready to join you.
Excellent.
On your show.
Excellent.
So If you can hang on just a little bit, we'll have Jeff join you in just a bit, okay?
Okay, no worries. We're live right now, so but as soon as he joins me, he'll be on with us. I'm looking forward to it as always.
All right. Hang on, sir.
All right, thanks.
Here's a broadcast experience under his control.
Okay, so we will be being joined here by Jeff here in just a minute, and I'm going to keep the volume down so I can kind of hear a little bit what he's saying, and be able to, I'll bring the volume up when he gets on the line. But for those of you who may not know or may not be aware, one of our churches in India. And we have a very large ministry in India.
With a great friend, the host of the Chosen Generation program, Pastor Greg Young. And I think we're connecting with him now. And Pastor, are you with us?
I am with you, my good friend. My goodness, it's just great to be here. It's been way too long.
I know, it really has. And, of course, we're broadcasting from New Orleans on WGSO. This is the Ringside Politics program, and we're welcoming all of your great listeners from all over the country on all your various platforms. I mean, you are really all over the place, Pastor, and it's great to have you back. We used to do this regularly, and I haven't been able to do it with you in a while, so it's a real pleasure.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with the WGSO political ringside audience. Jeff, I love being on your program. Always have. We've done this together for years, sharing our programs back and forth. And so I'm thrilled that we could make it happen again. And I hope we're, able to do this, on a more consistent basis.
You got it. Definitely would love to. And, you know, so much is going on, Pastor, as we discussed earlier in the program. I mean, we're in really sort of perilous times, dangerous times in this country. Yeah. And we've got a president who is really engaged in a very divisive, destructive type of political attack that he's now doing against half the country. And I guess he's hoping to divide and conquer. But he's doing everything that he said he wouldn't do during his inaugural address when he promised to bring Americans together. And he's done a lot of things, but he certainly hasn't united anybody.
No, he's done nothing to unite. And you know, when you consider he made his attack, you know, we correlate it with President Trump, and certainly they are after President Trump. We can't deny that. That's a fact. But they're after freedom-loving, God-fearing, Constitution-supporting and defending American citizens. That's also who they're at. They're after we the people. His definition for we the people completely and totally skipped both the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. He made up a we the people that he presumes to represent inside of a vacuum, Jeff, that doesn't exist. And I think it's important for us to define what making America great again would look like.
I know. And it's not extremist. It is having a country that has borders, a country that believes in sovereignty, a country that believes in the rule of law, trying to do something about the crime and the drugs and the issues that an open border creates. And having pride in our country, having a prosperous country that drills here in this country and extracts our own resources as opposed to being dependent on China and other countries, and pursues policies that lead to low inflation and low interest rates and the kind of environment that we just had. And all Americans, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, we're prospering when an economy does well.
Mm-hmm.
It is not any kind of a segregated economic boom. It helps everyone. And that's not racist. It's just pro-American. And I just find it infuriating that they continue to make those kind of charges for people that, you know, want this country to do well and want to focus on this country. I don't think there's anything wrong with Americans wanting to put America first, Pastor.
Well, you know, I pose this question when people suggest to me that this idea of nationalism is somehow evil or wicked or bad. Jeff, do you know who the first nationalist was?
I can think of a lot of the founding fathers. I mean, I certainly think George Washington was a nationalist, our first president.
Well, I would go back to the Bible and suggest to you that God is a nationalist because God raised up the nation of Israel. And not only did God raise it up when he called Abram out, but he gave it boundaries. He specifically said, these are going to be your boundaries. And as Abram traveled, he required that Abram be respectful of the boundaries of those kings and kingdoms wherein he passed through in order to get to the place that God had told him to go. So I would suggest that God himself was a nationalist and that God, in fact, also raised up a nation and that Jesus pronounced the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so the idea of nationalism being something that is evil or bad when it is established properly, as America was established properly, is really something that is unscriptural. And I think Christians need to reevaluate their engagement in this process.
You know, that is a great point, and I don't think, you know, after hearing you articulate that, Christians should be in any way bashful or ashamed of being supporting the Make America Great Again movement or wanting this country to have borders or wanting this country to have our sovereignty and to right. focus on this country. And as you say, it's biblical. It's something that goes back to, you know, generations and millennia before the United States was even created. So, yeah, and I think our founders certainly subscribe to those beliefs, and we've been warned throughout the years of our country to not get involved in foreign entanglements, to focus on our country. And That is what I think they really don't want. I mean, they don't want the United States to move away from a policy where we're funding all this going on all over the world and spending our resources elsewhere. They don't want us to focus on this country and build up this country. Yeah, they want this country to be Uncle Sucker, you know, funding everything going on all over the world.
Well, I think that America has to play a role. You've got to have, just like, you know, in any community, you need to have law and order. You need to have someone that's going to be the bearer of that law and order. But the problem, as you so rightly put it, is that you have to take care of what's going on at home first. You have to start at home. And again, that's a scriptural basis. The Word of God, when it talks about raising someone up to be in leadership, it says to aspire to leadership is a good thing. But in order to aspire to leadership, you have to begin by putting your own house in order. And that's so critically important. And so if our house isn't in order, and obviously our house is not in order, our open borders don't do anything. It is not humanitarian to have open borders, as some would suggest. The cost of life, the sex trafficking, right. the children that are exploited, the dead bodies that are found by ranchers strewn all across their property, the rape trees. I mean, these are not humanitarian efforts that are being put forth. This is cruelty, and all this is doing is supporting exactly. cartels and criminal enterprises.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And yeah, our house is anything but in order. As you say, we've got the cartels that are so influential on the border. We've got the human suffering that is occurring there, the rapes and the abuse, and then you've got people being sent all over the country. I think the Democrats are doing this for political purposes. They're not doing it to help these folks. So you've got all these additional costs, and you've got all these problems that are created. They're not being checked for diseases. They're also being, you know, there's an element, of course, they're bringing in drugs. So we have a massive increase of fentanyl into this country, and we have people dying of drug overdoses, historic numbers, and that's coming from an open border. We've got the life expectancy in this country now declining significantly for 2 years in a row. Part of the problem is, of course, the COVID policies, but another problem is that so many people are dying of drug overdoses because of the depression, the fact that you lock down their businesses. And so we are not in order. We are anything but in order. Crime is through the roof all over the country.
Well, and then that
I don't know
doesn't
how
even,
we can be the policemen of the world when we have so many issues going on here. And that's what I think people are upset with. I mean, we want to do all this everywhere else. But, I mean, we're not taking care of our own.
Well, and that doesn't even take into account what's happening in our schools as well and what's happening to our children and this, this gender attack on you know, children's gender and trying to slip them hormone drugs without parental involvement, the abortion issue. I was just talking with a guest about, you know, the number of states that don't require any parental consent for a child of any age to get an abortion. And they're pushing that in schools, the LGBTQ agenda. And for those that, you know, take issue with us on that particular topic and say, well, you know, stay out of our bedrooms. Well, you know what? Look, you stay out of my schools and I'll stay out of your bedrooms.
You know, that is a great point. When I grew up as a young kid, I didn't have to worry about my teacher interjecting anything about her sexual identity, you know, gender issues, her you know, dating life, her personal home situation. I mean, we were protected as kids, and those kinds of issues were left to parents. And the fact that kids are being really abused in this way with this kind of curriculum, and then the anti-American and the racist critical race theory curriculum. I mean, it is absolutely astounding that for so long we've allowed this to occur. And one silver lining of COVID is that parents became more involved and learned what was going on in their classrooms, and they were appalled.
Sure.
And that's why I think so many parents have spoken up, and so many are taking their kids out of public schools and putting them into private schools and better yet, homeschooling. And I hope that trend continues, Pastor.
Well, I hope that it does too. And I was just talking again with a guest about this. You know, I think that where we're at right now is, and it's a good place. We have parents that are waking up and realizing. And I think the more that they dig into this, the more they're going to understand that this is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on for a long time. And in fact, and you and I have talked about this in years past. If, you know, if you're right now, if you're under the age of 50, more than likely, you have been indoctrinated unless you're listening to programs like ours, unless you're doing some of your own research to find out what the truth is and what is the reality. I mean, never in my lifetime would I have imagined that American students and young people would consider and suggest that communism is greater than capitalism. And that America should be a communist nation. That is just absolutely, and antithetical to anything that I could have possibly imagined.
Yeah. Well, it shows you the damage being done in our elementary schools, our high schools, and especially our colleges, my goodness, where, you know, they teach that our founders are racist and that we need to be ashamed of America. And not teaching the truth about communism. And again, fortunately for people of our generation, you know, we grew up learning the truth about our founders, the truth about the evils of communism, the benefits of a capitalist system. And those values haven't been conveyed to this young generation, unfortunately. They don't understand how blessed we are, Pastor, to be in the United States of America, and how blessed we are to have a Bill of Rights and a Constitution and the free enterprise system, and they want to destroy all that, and it's just so sad. And I think fortunately there does seem to be a movement to do something about it, and I really just hope it continues. Unfortunately, we only have about a minute left in our segment here, but wanted to see if you had any final words to leave with our WGSO listeners. And again, I hope we can do this regularly, Pastor.
Well, I thank you, Jeff, again so much for having me on. I would just let folks know that they can find me at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And I would leave them with this word of hope, and that is this. Look, God always uses remnants, Jeff. He always uses remnants. And your prayers have power. And I'm not suggesting just pray, but pray and take action. Faith without works is dead. But know that your prayers do make a difference. And we need to be praying for our country, praying for leadership. And we need to be taking an active role in choosing godly leaders. And I'll leave it at that. God bless you, Jeff, and God bless your audience.
Thank you, my friend. Let's do it again soon. Pastor Greg Young with us on the Chosen Generation program right here on Ringside Politics on WGSO. Jeff Crew.
All right, we got to take a break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I was joining Jeff Cruer at Ringside Politics. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Well, that snuck up on me. My. All right, welcome back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm sitting here and I'm watching it, and I'm watching the timer go down. And it just all of a sudden it was there and then it disappeared. It's like I turned away and I looked and it was gone. It's a lot of that happening to me this morning. I apologize. So yesterday afternoon, not great. I thought, well, if I just take a little rest, I'll be okay. Didn't really work out so good. And, anyway, there you go. All right, I want to play this for you because I think, well, I don't even hardly have enough time. If I do this, then I don't get back on track. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get us back on track. We're going to hit another break here. I know, break after break, but that's okay. I need your support, by the way. These products that we're talking about are really beneficial. They really will help you. The CGRWellness.com. I use my pillow products, by the way. I use the sheets. I use the towels. I use the pillows practically every day. The sheets and the pillows for sure. And they work. And so, help us out and support what we're doing.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets and wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I want to share with you, we've been talking this morning quite a bit about the children and what's happening to the children. And as such, I'd like to share this with you. This is the Mind Polluters. I'm not sharing the film with you, but this is the trailer for the Mind Polluters. And gosh, I sure encourage you, you can get the DVD now, but you really should be supporting this effort, but you need to know what they're sharing. Here you go.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a 4-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any 2 children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as 2 components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
A minute. There we go. Okay, folks. So there you go. That just kind of gives you an idea. But this is the challenge that we're up against. And one of the things that particular documentary goes into quite extensively is the influence of someone named Alfred Kinsey, who you may or may not know who he is. If you follow our program, you know who he is. But if you're brand new to this, you may not know who Dr. Alfred Kinsey is. Kinsey was a pervert who was given government funding to do all of these experiments and somehow managed to slide under the radar, basically torturing children in order to get sexual stimulus from them and then record what they did and call it a scientific experiment it is quite well reported that he was a bit of a deviant. And that's what he has been referred to in a number of news articles. The point of that being that his research and what he said about children being sexual from birth is the basis upon which our sex education program now here in the United States is moving forward. And that's why they're doing these things. You have the assistant deputy of health services. Admiral Trans appointed by Biden. This Richard, Levine, is an admiral of the U.S. Public Health Services Commission Corps, appointed by President Biden. And this individual suggests that children of all ages need to have access to hormone blockers. This should break your heart when it comes to understanding the damage that this does to the children, but this should break our hearts when it comes to understanding that we have public officials who probably need their own psychiatric care that are promoting this kind of nonsense. It's crazy. It's just absolutely upside down. Let's see. So let me give you, in my time here, a biblical response to the Joe Biden speech. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge and their honorable men are famished and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. Hang on, let me get this over here where I can clearly look at it. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. They say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Listen to what this is saying. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin, as it were, with a cart rope, that pull this darkness around with them, this sin around with them, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Think about what that's saying. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should not believe, that they should believe a lie, but they all might be damned who believeth not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Oof, that's a mouthful, isn't it? And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Think about what was spoken in Isaiah chapter 5. Unto them that draw with cords of vanity and sin, as it were a cart rope. I'll be back to talk more about this, folks. This is what we are watching. This is what the Biden speech was about.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm in the process of giving you a biblical response to Joe Biden's speech the other night, and understanding, folks, that what Joe Biden suggested, his assault on a particular portion of America, we'll talk about the constitutionality of that tomorrow with David Shistokas, but more importantly is our Christian biblical response to understanding what's coming at us and what's being said. And the word says, woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. Joe Biden suggested that if you don't believe in killing babies, if you don't believe in sodomy, and if you don't believe in changing the gender of children, if you don't support those ideals, then somehow you are an enemy of this country. Woe to them who call evil good and good evil. But the Word of God says that, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The Word of God goes on to say, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. My goodness. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. Any attempts of the enemy? Oh, I see. Okay. So, somewhere out there in the stratosphere, as I'm reading this, it is breaking the hold of the demonic forces. The spirit of darkness is being pierced by the reading of the Word of God, which makes perfect sense. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them. But, and you he hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children to disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in his mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together in Christ, with Christ. For by grace we are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Say it with me. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's our response. Understanding the evil that Joe Biden spoke and understanding the grace of God.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking a dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.